I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. If you ever start your own podcast and you want a ton of downloads, just talk about John Mulaney and put John Mulaney in the episode title. That's what I've learned the last week. So just as a goof, I threw in John Mulaney, his name, into Google. And this came up from the New York Post. John Mulaney's estranged wife listens to Olivia Rodrigo's breakup album. Anna Marie Tindler is in her feels. Okay, I'll play. What do you got, New York Post? Well, the makeup artist Anna Marie Tindler revealed amid her divorce from John Mulaney that she's been listening to and loving Olivia Rodrigo's new breakup record, Sour. Tindler posted the cover artwork for the 18-year-old singer's angsty debut album on her Instagram story on Monday with the caption, "Hey, bestie, you want to hang out?" And then added, "Listens to this album on repeat all summer." The New York Post goes even further and says, perhaps Mulaney could arrange a special meeting between Rodrigo and his equally brokenhearted estranged wife because Rodrigo has a crush on Pete Davidson, who's one of Mulaney's closest friends. I suspect that would get all kinds of awkward. Let's not do that. Yes, there are late night jokes on today's episode. I just didn't do it first for once. Rand Paul talked about his decision not to be vaccinated. Stephen Colbert said, Senator Paul has been a bit of skeptic of how bad COVID really is, which is probably why he got COVID. Paul said health officials need to prove the vaccine is better than being infected. Colbert said, no, they don't. They don't have to prove that seatbelts are better than accidents, or that wearing a parachute is better than hitting the earth at terminal velocity, or that having hot spikes driven into your ears is better than listening to Rand Paul. It's self-evident. Thankfully, most people are not Rand Paul. Kimmel said he's just going to keep gelling his hair with Purell. He believes that protects him. Kimmel. Now, what he actually said is something to the effect of, I won't get the vaccine, but I may reconsider, which is just the kind of decisive leadership we need right now. Kimmel, the good news is everyone in Rand Paul's life stays at least 6 feet away from him anyway. Seth, look, if you're getting comfortable by what your body produces on its own, then you should take off that regional theater wig of yours. Several Republicans in Congress have spoken out against Nancy Pelosi's mask mandate. Seth Meyers says by far the worst take came from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, whose every utterance sounds like it's coming from someone being dragged backward out of a Costco grabbing at the DVD rack. Meyers noted that Greene, quote, who has a history of anti-Semitism, used an absolutely insane and grotesque analogy, unquote, when she compared Pelosi's mandate to the Holocaust. Seth went in, you just compared having to wear a mask to prevent transmission of a highly contagious respiratory illness to the Holocaust. I'd say you should be wearing a straitjacket, but with you, I'm guessing a normal jacket put on backward would probably do the trick. He did an imitation of her going, how do I get out of this? The Antifa Democrats have trapped me in a windbreaker. This is just like Nazi Germany. Seth kept going, she's like the lady at the PTA meeting who argues that math violates the Constitution. Well, according to the First Amendment, 2 + 2 = whatever I say it does. Ma'am, do you even have a child at the school? Oh, I guess I need children to have an opinion on the curriculum for a school 2 towns over from mine. I didn't know I was living in Soviet Russia. Kimmel, where the hell are those Jewish space lasers when you need them? Kimmel, what's wrong with this woman? Go home, go back to keying other parents' cars at soccer games, you monster. Kimmel, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy immediately condemned her comments. He said they were reprehensible and totally inconsistent with the values of the Republican Party. Nah, just kidding. He said nothing. He did nothing. He said nothing.
My wife just came down and did the laundry and threw off my rhythm every week.
Dave Grohl helped Jimmy Fallon host The Tonight Show. They co-monologued and co-sang Foo Fighters' The Best as The Bests, taking turns so that they could breathe. Sounds a little bizarre. Whitney Cummings was on Joe Rogan's podcast. That never makes for any controversy. They took on cancel culture. Joe Rogan said, some people are so sensitive, though. So sensitive. It's also, we do podcasts and we're talking out loud. You don't know what the F you're saying and you're saying it. And then people come and make a clip out of it. Like, this is a very important statement by Whitney Cummings. Every day I say something stupid. You can find some crap I'm not paying attention. Whitney said, there's this new thing when people talk about cancel culture and everything. I'm like, when did comedians become heroes and a moral compass? Our job is to go in dangerous areas, say dangerous crap, test the waters. We're the bleeping Magellan on the front line. Magellan on the front line. Okay. You know, when penguins push another penguin off the cliff, that's us. We're like, I'll jump off the cliff and see if there are sharks. We're supposed to be explorers. We're supposed to play devil's advocate and have hot takes. Cummings says she's working on a new hour long. She's writing things that aren't true and then defending them with jokes, saying, it's kind of like the way I start writing, and I hope you don't agree with anything, because then it can't be original. You've probably heard it at work today. The idea is you pay money to hear someone say some crap you'd never hear anyone else. It's a haunted house. Maybe it's Tom Segura's haunted house. Listen to Tuesday's podcast. You know what I'm talking about? Joe Rogan added, it's also, you don't really know if it's going to work until you try it out. Comedians need to be given the room to fail. Most people do. It's a small vocal minority that don't. Heard from some folks on Instagram. You can communicate with me, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Just type in on any post I throw up there. I usually do at least one a day. You can comment or feel free to, you know, direct message me or whatever it's called. I'm old, but, you know, happy to chat with you. Susan is busting my chops. She's watching Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill, although I don't think she watched it in one sitting. How's that going for you, Susan? How's that Jack and Jill? It's great. You finish it. Don't tell me you bailed on it. You finish it. And Heather is suggesting that I need to watch a Black Lady sketch show on HBO. As I explained to Heather, I'm never home. I have been like for 2 months now, like, oh, I should get HBO Max. I would like the Justice League movie. I would like to watch a King Kong movie. I would like to watch a Black Lady sketch show. But I'm never home, so I haven't spent the, whatever it is, $13 yet. I will get to it, but good recommendations there. I got a press release and I was all excited. I thought I was going to get Second Glenn, you know, Second Glenn that I use in the bits, and be like, Second Glenn, road trip, Montreal, because the world's most prestigious comedy festival, Just for Laughs Montreal, is back, baby. But then I remembered we can't get into Canada and most of it's virtual anyway. Let me read you the press release. As you listen to this podcast or my weekly show on Live by Live called The Weekly Comedy Thing, you will hear me go on and on and on and on and on about how awesome the Montreal Comedy Festival is. You should go in 2022, next summer. We should all meet up there, see some shows, have a beverage. We'll have a good time. The press release says, for the first time in Just for Laughs history, the festival will be streaming stand-up shows from Montreal, Los Angeles, and New York City. They've revealed plans to move ahead with a hybrid 2021 festival this summer to take place July 26th through the 31st. In monitoring the status of international travel and abiding by all public health and safety guidelines, JFL is ready to satiate the hunger of comedy enthusiasts and industry tastemakers by reconnecting everyone through a unique hybrid digital and in-person festival. This year, for the first time in 39 years, the 2021 Just for Laughs of Montreal will be incorporating stand-up performances from cities outside of Montreal, including Montreal, LA, and New York City shows. The JFL Award Show, honoring the best in the business, returns, usually an insider event only. The festival will stream the award show for the first time ever, allowing fans to join in the celebration. This year's show will be 100% virtual, available for all audiences to stream free. That's really awesome. Just for Laughs and Bell Media are partnering on original stand-up comedy specials featuring a collection of the funniest Canadian comedians working today. The specials will air or stream exclusively across Bell Media platforms. The Just for Laughs record label JFL Originals will also be part of the 21 Festival in Montreal, including some of the best comedians in Canada. JFL Originals will be audio recording live multi-comic showcases in downtown Montreal in late July. Content produced from those recordings will be released worldwide in album format in the autumn of 2021. That I can't wait for, because I mentioned I program the comedy stations on the Live by Live app, and we have had no new releases. Nobody's put out anything. New Faces. This is the show I go on about. This is the one you definitely want to see. This is where, if you're into this, and you must be if you're listening to me 10 minutes in, this is how you find out who the up-and-comers are. And I don't mean like people starting out. I mean, these are the people that are bringing it that are going to be stars in about 3 years. From the press release, New Faces has been an unmissable part of the Just for Laughs Montreal since 1996, where the freshest comedians in the game gear up to take the microphone and change the face of comedy. The discoverability of the series is what makes these showcases sought after, and despite all the global challenges, blah, 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 for the first time ever, this year's New Faces series will feature showcases taped in Montreal and LA. Auditions have begun in North America, with the most recent in Austin, Texas. The showcases this year will include New Faces 1 and 2, New Faces Canada, and New Faces Characters. Those tend to be 10 comics getting up and doing about 5, 8, 10-minute sets. It's not 5. They're probably 10-minute sets. 10 comedians get up. I love hitting those shows. If those stream, we should all watch those. Variety puts out a list every year of 10 comics to watch. You know, sometimes that's somebody who pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. But Variety's 10 comics to watch is one of the biggest events in the comedy world. Eat My Shorts has been on the search for the funniest short films from around the world to showcase. This year's Eat My Shorts competition will be released online to view on demand as part of this year's Comedy Pro programming. Stand Up and Pitch has invited comedians, writers, creators, and producers on the cutting edge of comedy to present their series ideas to a panel of industry experts. The full programming lineup will be announced in the coming weeks, and I'm sure I will share it with you. And then hopefully in 2022, road trip! Get ready, Glenn. All right, as we head into the holiday weekend, today's only Thursday, but I wanted to get a jump on it. The news is starting to slow up into the holiday. So what I've done for the next five episodes, we'll take a look at Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time. I don't want to give it away, but I found the list interesting. I found some things I thought should be on there were not. So we'll take a look at that over the holiday weekend. And again, if something like major breaks, I'll jump in and I'll do a bonus episode. But the rest are in the can. My son's graduating. I want to spend some time with him. And then we've got a soccer tournament. So I'll get myself a little break. Back with a regular episode on Wednesday. So enjoy Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time. So in my world, tomorrow's an off day. But for you, I'll be here. See you tomorrow.